The Bert Show.
Dang. You two are out of control
what?
With this fantasy that
what?
You're going to go to the Olympics
fantasy.
In 4 years.
What, to
that's what America is all about.
Country in an athletic event.
It's about fulfilling your dream.
What is wrong, Jen Hobby? Why do
Melissa
you try
Carter,
to hold
you
me
are
down?
Delusional.
That is not true. Don't let her. You know what?
You know what?
Every
I'm not
one
even
of
looking.
These athletes
I'm not looking.
Competing in the Olympics.
I'm not looking at you.
Right now, at one point or
I
another,
can't.
Somebody has said you can't. And,
yeah.
And you know what? They said,
and they
I can.
Could.
And they did. And they
well,
are.
Well, here's the difference. You said athletes.
Just because she can't win at softball during the tournament a couple weeks ago.
And you have a history in medals already.
I mean,
you've got a built-in resume.
That's
and
right.
I was VIP on my Little League All-Star team back in like the eighth grade. So
see?
I have it in me.
You
I
do.
Got the genes, sister.
I have the love of my country, Jen, in my heart, okay?
And what are you guys going to perfect in the next 4 years?
Well, this is what
all right,
decided
Mrs.
because...
Miss Cynical. Okay, let me tell you what I found, okay? Because I've been doing research while we've been, mm-hmm. you know,
Melissa and I have got caught up in the Olympics, and
yes.
we've both had the same thoughts over the last couple of days, like, you know, for the most part, the Olympics are for like 22 and 23-year-olds, which we are not anymore. But there's got to be something... That
Jared
we could
Torres,
still.
Torres, 41. Whatever.
Yeah, there's one right there. But you can't take up swimming at our age and
no,
think you're going to win
not.
A gold medal.
Of course not.
But there has to be some kind of category where there are so few people and so few teams interested that Melissa and I can pick it up and within 4 years be on TV and you could be watching us in London, England.
That's right.
What was that?
London, England.
You're like a little Aussie. Like trying to.
You know what? Your vibe, your negative vibe. This secret that you keep preaching about,
right.
whatever. I'm trying to use it now, so just, you know.
Whatever. All right, what are you guys going to play?
So I was trying to find a sport. My strategy was, well, let me find a U.S. team that is very small. Because obviously if it's a small team, that means there's not very many people in the country that do it, so that means that we can make the team. And I did find that there is no U.S. handball team. Handball is a sport in the Olympics, but there is no U.S. handball team, men or women.
How hard can that be?
It's a little. What's angry. Handball?
It's like, you take a ball and you hit it up
know.
Against the wall like that. You hit it, and then it bounces back, and then you hit it again, and then the other dude misses, and you get a point.
How it's hard? Like racquetball with your hand?
Yes.
Yes.
Dude, you already did racquetball.
I've already did racquetball, and I got a silver. I mean, come on.
I wonder if there are just no good handball teams, because you have to qualify for the Olympics. So I wonder if they got their arses kicked
by... But you qualify for your country to go to the Olympics.
So you would compete against other Americans in order to go. And there is zero handball teams.
Now I'm talking like I know what I'm talking about, but according to NBCOlympics.com, there is no American handball team. There are 12 handball teams, and they are not from the United States. So we need a handball team.
How hard can that sport be? I used to play as a kid all the time. I mean,
seriously.
You're here, right? And the competition's right there. Mm-hmm. He hits it against the wall. It bounces once. You hit it against the wall. If he can't get it on one bounce, then you get yourself a point.
Who are the champions?
Anybody can play
but
that.
But like a total of 12 men's teams will compete in Olympic handball tournament, and U.S. is not one of them. So that was the men's.
Who are the champs? Like who do you need to keep your eye on over the next 4 years?
I don't know.
What country are we gunning for?
Hold on a second. Let me find out.
Dude, I was telling these guys the other day, like, I've only shot a gun twice my whole life. My friend has a target range at his house, and he's got one of those things where the little rabbits sort of go in a circle, and you gotta shoot them as they go along. It's sort of like a carnival game, except it's in his house. And I nailed, like, 7 of 10 of them, man! And this was
you
on the heels
boy.
Of the Olympics, and I had the thought that, hey, maybe I've got a natural ability here that I never knew until today.
Either... rifles or handball.
One or the other.
I mean,
we may be able to
so
create
similar.
Where
you
can put the
both.
Two together.
Yeah. I mean, the possibilities are endless because this is the United States of America and we're going to go win gold in London. But we got to figure out how.
Good morning, Kate. You are on Q100.
Hi. I was watching handball on Saturday and handball in the Olympics is kind of like soccer with your hands.
Okay.
And like we think about in a racquetball court.
Oh, I've seen this. It's a okay. different kind of deal. Yeah,
okay.
She's right. It looks like soccer, except you get to use your hands. And how many, do you know how many are on each team?
No, it looks like maybe 5 or 6.
Dude, I mean, how about...
Now.
And
yeah.
the goal is small. It's almost like the size of a goal for hockey.
Okay.
And I think you can't really tell the size of a ball. It's got to be lighter, but it looks like maybe the size of a softball.
So you're saying I have to run.
And who were the countries that were doing well?
Oh, it's going to be like your Brazils and stuff
yeah.
like that, probably.
even remember what it was. It was, but it's a very defensive game, obviously. Like, they, it's not like football where they try to block each other. I mean, there's, it's kind of like, you know how when they do penalty goals for soccer and everybody lines up at the goal line?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the other team who has the ball runs up there and the defender's trying to block it.
I've seen it. You know what? Here's the deal. Melissa.
Yes.
Let's be honest.
Yes.
I mean, our goal isn't to win a gold medal. Our goal is just to get to the Olympics. So if there's nobody else in the country playing this, we can recruit three people in the office that we never talked to.
Right.
And have them play on our team. We'll practice for a week before we go to the Olympics. We're the only team in the country.
Opening ceremonies. Opening ceremonies. There we are, walking in, waving. Hey, Jen Lobby,
cool
back in the United States. You doubter.
I'm gonna be like Yao Ming. I'm gonna get this little kid and put him on my shoulder.
Or you could get on Yao Ming's shoulder.
I get on your shoulder.
Now, the country's in handball, okay? Now, listen, the United States is not a part of this, so get your competitive juices flowing because France is in there. They were trash-talking us in swimming. We beat them, whatever. Brazil, China, Croatia.
Croatia
has a handball team, and the United States is not. Poland, Spain, Russia, South Korea, Iceland.
Iceland has a...
Bjork cheers on her country, but you can't cheer on yours in handball.
See, the beauty of this is there's nobody playing in our country. So if we form our team today, we are the number one ranked team in the country.
4 years to London, Germany, Denmark, and Egypt. Those are the competitors for London.
Believe it, Jen Hobby.
Y'all 4 years so cute. To London,
baby.
Believe
it.
Y'all are so cute. Oh, see that?
You're so pretty.
Condescending.
Don't you worry. When we're in London and she is calling us to try to get us on our phone before our big match.
We'll send you a postcard, maybe.
Right. Dream, Jen Hobby.
Yeah,
your problem
I love
is,
my country. I love America.
Your problem is you're out of dreams. You're all washed up and you're out of dreams.
The Bird Show.